Friends, I'm sure you can see on the banner behind me the words clearly written in red, "Get Right with God." And then just directly below that, a text of scripture, Proverbs 27 and verse number 1. "Boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth." Just want to bring these words to you by way of challenge. They're on the front of our gospel tent here, down in the Burnhouse site in Lisburn. We would love you to be able to join us and come along to these meetings. The tent's been packed every night, and we're so thankful for the blessing of God and for a sense of the presence of the Lord with us. This mission is not about any creed or church or personality or denomination. It's just about the need for men and women to get right with God. And through the person and work of our Lord Jesus Christ, God has made that wonderfully possible. There's a question that's asked in the Bible: what can man do to be made just with God? How shall man be just with God? And that word "just" in scripture, it means to be declared righteous, to be made right with God. Get right with God. And that little phrase implies that man, naturally speaking, is not right with God. Our sins, our iniquities have separated between us and our God, and man has a need and necessity to get right with God. And Jesus Christ has made that possible. The Son of God, who loved us and gave himself for us, the Son of God who came into this world and lived a sinless life and secured for us a perfect righteousness, and then went to the cross and shed his blood for our salvation and bore the penalty of our sins, and then rose again, the Bible says, the third day according to the scriptures. And the Bible says that Christ has risen again for our justification. So for us to be made right with God, it's not something that's possible through human endeavor or human ability or human resolve or religion or anything like that at all. It's about faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Get right with God. And then just below it, the words, Proverbs 27, verse number 1. "Boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth." And that impresses us, not just the need to get right with God, but the need to get right with God now. Whenever the Bible speaks about salvation, it's always speaking about salvation in the present tense. "Boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth." Time is so uncertain, life is so brief, eternity is so sure, and we do not know what a day may bring forth. We can make plans for the future, and we can make plans for tomorrow, but whenever the Bible speaks about salvation, it speaks about the present tense. Today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your hearts. Behold, now is the accepted time. Now is the day of salvation. One of our men's just arrived, as you can see, just doing this recording. He's arrived. He's opening up the door of the tent behind us, as you can see. And isn't it wonderful to know that the Lord Jesus Christ has opened a way back to God? Jesus Christ said, "I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved." And there it is, just behind us, the door being opened. Hadn't planned for this at all, but we'll bring it into the devotional. And whenever the Son of God was on the cross, the Bible says that that great veil of the temple was rent in twain, torn asunder from the top to the bottom. And Jesus Christ has opened a way back to God. The door is opened. Come, for all things are now ready. We'd love to see you in the tent. You'd be very, very welcome. But even more than that, we would love to see you in heaven someday, in the kingdom of heaven with Christ, which is far, far better. Will you come and enter in? Get right with God today. Maybe you're a backslider. Maybe you've lost out with God. Maybe you're a lukewarm Christian. Maybe you lack assurance. Maybe you know well that you're not saved and you need to get saved. Get right with God. Put your faith and trust in Jesus Christ and do it while there is yet opportunity. Boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth. God bless you, friends. Hopefully see you again very soon. Bye-bye.